This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Most guys, when they go shopping, stuff their wallets and keys in their pockets, maybe a mobile phone. But boys, if you're stuck in one of those long snowstorm panic lines this weekend, you may need to bring a book or a newspaper or an iPad. You'll need more than pockets. Commentator Scott Kuehler has a suggestion, a man bag.
It started with earbuds. Actually, it started when receipts and cards stuffed in my wallet caused back pain. Then, burgeoning keys and sunglasses made it impossible to pull a handkerchief from my pocket. My phone created enough of a bulge that my guitar didn't fit in my lap. The earbuds, where do I put those, just pushed me over the edge. I needed a purse. Used to be I'd slap my pockets before leaving. Wallet, keys, notebook, let's go. But that was when I had no car and just a single apartment key. That was when I didn't have to hoard restaurant tabs to keep from going to tax court. Add to that now all the medications, electronica, and personal care items for me and my kids, and even cargo pants offer too little space. I tried a backpack, a camera bag, a tote, and finally settled on a nice masculine camping bag that has a handle, a shoulder strap, and about a dozen zippers. It neatly holds my notebooks, e-reader, phone accessories, and then some. I call it the Mojo Bag, or maybe a Merce? But it's created new problems. Every week it absorbs its own weight in pamphlets, takeout menus, and other counter artifacts. And what if I'm just running out for a second? My usual pocket stuff would do me, but now half of that is in the bag. I've considered less stuff, but keys, phone, wallet, notebook? What should I be without? I wonder if I should switch to a wagon.
Scott Kuehler is a writer living in Raleigh, North Carolina. His latest book is On the Grid.